Report: Hunter Biden's drug abuse delaying charges in tax, gun-related probe. By Wendell Hussebo on October 8, 2022. President Joe Biden's Justice Department has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether Hunter Biden will be charged for alleged tax and gun-related violations. Hunter, the son of President Joe Biden, may never be fully held accountable for tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun he purchased. People familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal this week. Charges were expected to be brought by the end of the summer. But Joe Biden's Justice Department, the same department investigating former President Donald Trump, is reportedly wrestling with facts of the case related to Hunter's drug addiction. People familiar with the matter told the Journal Hunter's drug abuse could be a scapegoat the defense could successfully use to defend the president's son against potential charges. The president's son is likely aware of potential charges he could face. The president's Justice Department reportedly met with Hunter's defense team in recent weeks to counter the potential charges to be levied against at least one member of the Biden family business. Hunter's former business partner and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski believes Joe Biden has acted like the chairman of the organization, which Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, the third highest-ranking House Republican, has coined the Biden crime family syndicate. As is proper and legally required, we believe the prosecutors in this case are diligently and thoroughly weighing not just evidence provided by agents, but also all the other witnesses in this case, including witnesses for the defense, Hunter's attorney Chris Clark told the Journal. On Thursday, The Washington Post reported federal agents have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter with tax crimes and making false statements regarding a gun purchase. The decision of whether Joe Biden's DOJ will ultimately charge Hunter is reportedly up to United States Attorney David Weiss, who was appointed in 2017 by former President Donald Trump. It is ultimately up to prosecutors at the Justice Department, not agents, to decide whether to file charges in cases where prosecutors believe the evidence is strong enough to lead to a likely conviction at trial, the Post reported. Attorney General Merrick Garland has been clear Weiss is overseeing the case. Hunter has reportedly tried to settle the case out of court with authorities and has paid $1 million to the IRS to evade conviction or a long sentence, The New York Times reported in March. The nature of the DOJ's probe into Hunter, the president's son, has raised alarm bells among legal experts, who have called for a special counsel to be placed over the investigation to distance the president from the probe. Hunter and Joe Biden have been photographed together multiple times since reports of the probe surfaced. Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has refused to say in front of Congress whether a special counsel should be placed over the investigation to maintain a just evaluation of the potential charges against Hunter. Questions remain if Joe Biden will be implicated in any potential wrongdoing by his son. Joe Biden has been involved in the family business at least 17 instances. In one 2013 instance, Hunter flew to China with Vice President Joe Biden aboard Air Force Two. During the excursion, Hunter introduced the vice president to his business partner Jonathan Lee, the CEO of SFC, a Chinese energy company. 10 days later, Hunter's company inked a deal with the state-owned Bank of China and created the $1 billion investment fund called Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, according to reporting by Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, The New York Post reported. In 2018, Joe Biden called Hunter and left a voicemail about a business deal with the Chinese energy company SFC. The voicemail revealed the Biden family's concern that sensitive information was included in a New York Times article about Hunter's involvement with SFC's chairman Yi Jianming. Hey pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you, Joe Biden said. With doubts as to the DOJ's willingness or ability to charge Hunter, Republican House members, Reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Nancy Mace, RSC, have stated a select committee could be implemented to investigate the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.